Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
That was loud. Let's see. Where's my applause? There we go. Is that loud? Is that okay?
It's okay.
Messing with level. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. I am very good. It's baseball opening day. I'm fantastic.
Good.
Let's kick it.
Although I'm a little surprised. A Padres jersey?
Oh, you don't know the story behind this Padres jersey?
I don't.
Kyle let him borrow it. That's
it. Are you Kyle Ledbetter?
Okay, you see the jersey.
I do.
San Diego. The great, and I mean the great, Mike Barnbaum got me this jersey.
What?
Because he was down in San Diego, I think. Maybe it might have been Padres Dodgers. I'm not sure who he was watching. Maybe A's Padres. Who knows? But, it's personalized.
Oh, look at that.
He has name of my cousin, Greg Nettles, on the back. And not number 9, but 09. How about that?
Now, that's, first off, let's start. That's a very sweet thing for Mike to do. Secondly, is that your first, even though he is your cousin and he played for, is that your first Padres jersey?
Yes.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, he was mainly a Yankee, but, you know.
Yeah.
What jersey do you have on today, Dave?
Oh, I went old school today. So I do have, the only baseball hats I have are Giants hats. And, you know, contrary to popular belief, I don't hate the Giants. I'm just kind of out on them right now.
You hate the owners.
I went old school. That's exactly right. I hate the owners. I cannot stand the owners. And I can't stand what they're doing to the, what they've done to the A's, what they're doing to the A's. I went old school, Jason. You'll remember this. Chris, I don't know. I think you were around when we got these, but I'm wearing an old school KHTK baseball. This was back when we got swag on the air, Jason.
I'm pretty sure I wasn't around for that.
Yeah, this is, mid 05, 06, 04, something like that.
There you go. I've got a base coat, though, of my... my true representation today, my Yankees.
Oh, yeah. You should do. You should roll up the sleeves.
My Yankee tattoo.
And roll up the sleeves so you have the first ever New York Yankee Padre jersey.
Yes.
Wow, look at those. Let me ask you this. I imagine you just, here's something I learned about you that I've never known before. Apparently you are a big Second Amendment guy. I didn't know that about you. Do you have a license for those guns?
Well, Dave, I've been working out. Glad you noticed. Which way to the weight room?
Do you even lift, bro?
How much do you bench?
Good morning, everybody. It is, by the way, I'm on location here. In my ears, it sounds a little bathroomy because of the cavernous room I'm in right now. Does it sound like that to you, or is the microphone taking care of that?
It's a little bathroomy, but not, I mean, it's not that bad.
I feel like if I get closer to the microphone, it eliminates it.
Yeah, it's better.
But if I pull back like this, it's like, well, they better turn the fan on.
Do not go in there.
Do
is someone landing a 747 in there?
That still gets me every single time. It is baseball opening day. More importantly, Sweet 16 also continues today as well.
More importantly,
it's more importantly to me. I will have baseball on in the background, but I'm still alive in this tournament, man. So I am fully, fully engaged
money.
Yes, fake money. But I also will tell you with zero doubt, I will predict it now, Jason. I think today is probably the last day I will be fully engaged. I have a feeling it's going to hurt tonight.
You're busted.
Well, that's all. Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club. That's the blue and orange club of the Auburn Tigers, correct?
Wow, we didn't have to get personal, Dave.
No, I'm just saying I wasn't really a fan of Auburn. I'm less of a fan of Auburn now because of how they hurt you.
Yeah, to the core.
And just think, and they're just, what, less than an hour away from our studios.
That's right.
Anyone else feel that way? I know when you were a little kid, you weren't here, Jason, but honest to God, this is like thinking the Blair Witch Project was real when I saw it. I probably, till I was like 8 or 9, thought that Auburn and Georgetown were local colleges. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody told me differently, and you see them on the weather.
Yeah, you probably thought, I'm going to run into Patrick Ewing around here.
Yeah, I'm going to run into Patrick Ewing. I'm going to run into John Thompson, Dikembe Mutombo, Alonzo Mourning.
And then he said, not today.
Not today. No. And today is Thursday, so we're hammering into a weekend. It's kind of a weird spot, too, because no Kings yesterday, no Kings today, no Kings till tomorrow. We still have no reports. Your guy never really confirmed or denied what, if anything, they would be doing.
Correct? No, and I heard multiple things. I heard from the radio side that he was maybe going to venture off on his own and try to get to Tahoe, but the weather obviously isn't going to cooperate. We got some storms going on. And then I know from other sources, I think there was some talk that they were going to go somewhere, but I never heard where. So maybe Dallas. I don't know where Dallas ended up.
It would have to be Napa or something. Because what are they going to do in Tahoe? None of them are allowed. None of them are going to ski during the regular season.
No, and they probably still took. Maybe they took yesterday off, and that was the day to do either something together. I don't know. I mean, today I'm sure is some sort of practice day, and then they play tomorrow. But it's just, that's a long time to be hanging around Sacramento, not without much of an agenda.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a long time to be sitting in your room. I assume they're at the Sawyer. We've talked about this. Honestly, somebody in the media has to. There's going to be shoot around or something today. Somebody's got to ask them, like, what have you been doing in Sacramento? You've had 2 full days. You're going to have 2 full days and really basically 3 days in Sacramento. Obviously, Friday will be game stuff, but what the heck are you doing in Sacramento Wednesday and Thursday?
Maybe you could have hosted them at your location. Looks like you got an arcade in the background.
Oh, yeah. We would have some fun up here, guys. I have 4 games behind me. I have Golden Tee, Big Buck Hunter, and then I have this digital. It's weird. It's a pinball machine, but it's digital. So I it's hard to explain. Like,
is there a ball?
You can. There's like 50 different pinball games there, like Fish Tales or I think it's Attack from Mars right now that you can switch. And the flippers feel real. It clicks. You have to pull the knob to launch the ball, the whole thing. But it's all basically a video game on the screen. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Gotcha.
What I very carefully have kept out of view is you. I'm going to turn the computer slightly. There's a Mortal Kombat game that also doubles as it's got Rampage, Mortal Kombat.
Oh, that would be my favorite one, but it looks like it's off. You got to plug it in or something?
Yeah. No, I don't have it plugged in right now. Because if I were to plug it in, actually, it is plugged in. Hold on, guys. I'll just for fun. Because if it was plugged in, we turn the this is real great for the radio listeners. You'd see, look, the graphics are terrible. It's just a blank screen with cracks in it.
Oh,
yeah. See how I don't know if you can see.
So
it very
broke
well,
down on you.
Yeah, it just stopped working, and there's a couple of there's like a spider web crack in the middle of the screen that has now spread, and all it lights up, but there's no you can't see anything. So let me just say this hypothetically. When you're playing a game and you're rolling through it, let's say like Mortal Kombat, and you're rolling through it and you get to one of the last guys, and then all of a sudden the skill level goes up about 30 times out of the blue, and you can't do anything, and you keep, you know, you don't have to put quarters in this one, so you just keep continuing, and none of your stuff is working, and the computer starts cheating.
Oh, cheating, huh?
It's called computer love.
Ah.
Or catch-up AI is the nerd term. I have an affliction. And listen, we live in a society, guys. I'll remind you before I tell you the story. We live in a society now, thankfully, that when people have things that they're dealing with, we don't make fun of it. Okay? I have an affliction where when video games cheat on me, not in that way, but the other way, I tend to spasm with my right fist, and I may have punched the screen multiple times, and
may have.
through no fault of my own, Jason, this thing is made so cheaply that it broke.
So it's asking for it
now. I would say the game. I don't like to say asking for it. I would say the game deserved it.
Yeah, you know, Dave, after what was weird is there was an official challenge, and after further review, looks like the game struck first.
The game lobbied the first shot.
Yeah.
And I actually just defended myself in the game. So we have three. I feel like you guys would enjoy yourselves. We could play buck hunter. You can hunt for bucks or buffalo or all kinds of things. We
golden
can stay
tea.
Here. We can go to Africa, all over the world and hunt. And then, golden. That's the one. The golden tea, I'll be honest with you. If anybody's thinking about ever purchasing these types of games, the golden tea is the one by far we get the most out of. I'm just at this point, I'm just going through trying to set course records, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Copy that.
Maybe at some point during the show, I'll just go play around, and when you guys are talking baseball.
Hey.
No?
No.
I'm excited.
I could tell.
I'm excited for that. I'm also excited for the Sweet 16. I'm excited for a lot of stuff, too. At some point as well, we got to get into our good friend Michelle Dapper went down and talked to the Rivercats, and the head Rivercat came out and was like, yo.
Dinger?
I don't think it was Dinger. I think it was Dinger's boss came out and was like, yo, we're not – it did its best – Leonardo DiCaprio imitation was like, we're not leaving. And now we've got a thing, because sounds very much, as we reported earlier, that there's, again, we said there's no deal done. Never want to say that with John Fisher's involved, but sound like there's a lot of momentum for the A's to come here. And the natural thought was that would displace the Rivercats for 3 years. The Rivercats are like, we're not leaving. So now it's like, well, is that true? And if that's true, then where would the A's play? Would they both play there together? I don't know. Inquiring minds want to know. So we'll try to get to the bottom of that, Jason.
Absolutely. I look forward to that, because, yeah, that could be a developing story to follow for all of us.
Also, another developing story. I am set up on a pool table right now. So at some point, during the show, I will start throwing things. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's lead it off, everybody. It is a Thursday. We have a blast of a show for you, not just opening day, and we will cover that. But Kelly Brothers Sports Business, my dad's favorite segment. He will join us, as he always does, on Thursdays at 7:30. Samuel Amick of The Athletic at 8 a.m. as we begin to wind down the season. There's playoff races galore. We got to talk about awards and so much more. You know, with Sam, we'll always find something to do, something to talk about. But when we come back, it's opening day, the Sweet 16, and oh, Draymond Green. We'll talk about all that on Leading Off next on Sacktown Sports.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Let's do it. Leading off, the three top stories in the morning.
Huge news. This is very important.
Here's cut number one.
In their 63rd season. It's happened! The Texas Rangers win the World Series! So long to heartbreak. Hello, World Series for the Texas Rangers, champions in 2023.
Boats, congratulations to the Rangers. You're defending champions. And now we start again. 162 games of baseball. Baseball in the background, baseball on the TV, baseball while you're swimming, baseball while you're barbecuing, pitches and hits and home runs and stolen bases occasionally, and ejections and all kinds of drama and excitement. We are ready. We have been waiting. Spring is in the air. Jason, I could not be more excited.
I think you sold it.
You think I did?
Yeah, you tried. I'm excited. opening day is fun. You know what's different, I think, generally? Opening day across the U.S., it is like the start of spring for them. I mean, we've had some tastes of warm days. I know today, ironically, it's not like that. But I know it's more like a different signal of the year. So that's why I think a lot of people in the Midwest get really excited for it, in the East. But I hope people are excited out here. Not everybody is, but hopefully they'll get there. And I know it's going to be an interesting season for the local teams for sure.
And we'll talk about that. Obviously, the Giants are a real actual baseball team who tried to make improvements in the offseason. How they will do, obviously, remains to be seen. With the A's, it's a completely different situation. Kings fans will be very familiar with this, as they are, it sounds like, officially, you never know, going to Vegas, looking for a home for the next 3 years. Are they staying? Are they going? Where will they play? And, oh, by the way, these players have to play through all this as well. There's going to be boycotts. There's going to be protests. A completely different and very unique situation in Oakland. And we feel for those fans. Yes. Cut number two, please.
Cut number two.
35 left in overtime. Shed. The hop.
This ball's in the air. Just take a look. He's waiting, and now all of a sudden, watch the big hop. And he gets the ball in the air, and boom, finishes it off.
Well, here we go. Starting at 4:09 on CBS, then to True TV, TBS, back to CBS, and then finishing up again on the TBS True TV combo. You've got four of the eight Sweet 16 games today. We'll start with Clemson and Arizona. Clemson, I think, I could be wrong, I believe they're the only sixth seed,
yes,
left in the tournament. Yep. And then Cinderella, if you could call it that, is NC State tomorrow versus Marquette. San Diego State, UConn, Alabama, North Carolina. And then, the one I'm really honestly looking forward to, and Alabama, North Carolina. Carolina's favored by 4.5. Illinois, Iowa State's been going back and forth. Arizona and UConn are favored to win comfortably. But you never know, Jason. I'm looking forward to all four games. And got a feeling a lot of brackets, as you put out in your email last week to all of your bracketeers, a lot of brackets are going to get busted today.
Yeah, I mean, over the next 2 days, likely, just because we haven't had too many. We've had a couple of minor upsets, I would say, in the first day. And for the most part, David, there's a lot of ones and twos still hanging around. So the second a big seed falls, that changes the flow of just a ton of brackets. And I just think by the numbers, we're about due for a big gun, maybe a tournament potential favorite, maybe not the overall favorite, but a tournament favorite to get bounced here soon.
Also, can we I understand we've had a couple overtime games, and the Houston Texas A&M mm-hmm. game was fantastic. Can we get a buzzer beater, please?
Okay. I mean, how about that one that tied it in force over? That was pretty exciting. But I know what you mean, to actually win it.
Yeah, I'm talking about, I want a good old fashioned one shining moment, buzzer yeah. beater, then the guy running around the court while his teammates are trying to catch him. Yeah. And, I want one of those.
Okay. Maybe you get that today.
Get that today? Is that your prediction?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cut number three, please.
Cut number three.
And Carroll attacking again. And that's not bad defense, but it's a foul and a finish. And you just see the strength where you're not going to stop him. And a technical free throw. Draymond's got to be careful here. Yeah. You already down Kuminga.
Well, Steph
got one tee early. Steve just took a timeout. Yeah. And you want to get away from Ray Acosta so this doesn't grow.
You got multiple guys from the Warriors bench just coming over just to make sure Draymond doesn't go over the line here. Got to watch out. He's letting them hear it. The officials are kind of letting him speak and say his piece. He got another attack.
AJ's gone. He just got ejected. With 8:24 remaining in the first,
that's a huge blow
in this type of game against this team.
All the size they got.
Well, Draymond Green, 4 minutes.
Was it a huge blow?
he was ejected 4 minutes into the game. Steph Curry Andrew Wiggins, Klay Thompson, and the rest of the team really took the weight on their shoulders and still won 101-93 in Orlando. So other than maybe a little more wear and tear on Steph and friends, not too punitive when it came to wins and losses. Jason, I almost found myself feeling bad, and I say almost, underline, when I was watching. I don't know if you remember this. You remember those Kings bowling things they do for charity?
Yeah, Kingpin Classic.
Kingpin Classic, thank you. And we got to broadcast out there a few times. Mm-hmm. I will never forget having DeMarcus on, DeMarcus Cousins. And I asked him, do you ever go watch tape of you losing it on the court and arguing? Do you ever go watch tape and go, oh, man, I was wrong? And he laughed and he goes, I watch tape all the time. And I think, DeMarcus, you look stupid as S word. And he just kind of laughed and went into how in the moment he had trouble with his emotions. I'm watching Draymond last night, and I kept watching what led up to his ejection. By the way, the foul wasn't even on him. It was on teammate. I think it was Wiggins. Draymond's arguing on his behalf. Gets the T because he said, you know, whatever. And then he just, his teammates are coming out. Steve Kerr calls a timeout. Everyone's trying to get him to shut up. And I looked at him, and like I said, Jason, I almost felt bad because I'm watching it. I'm going, you know what? He can't stop. Like, he cannot, once that red line hit,
yep,
he can't shut up. He can't close his mouth. He can't walk away. And I'm not the best lip reader, but I believe what got him tossed finally was as he was walking away, he called the ref a triple-decker phrase that would definitely get you teed up if not tossed. And then to see Steph Curry so frustrated and just really, it looked like we were watching in real time him being at the end of his rope, knowing that he had and his teammates had 44 minutes left in an incredibly important game when they're clinging onto their play-in spot against a team that is very, very good at home. I almost felt bad, Jason, and then I was like, I don't feel bad. You stepped on Sabonis.
I know, and then for the fact that, I mean, it was the critical part of the game, of a game, the full game. I mean, he was out in 4 minutes. To their credit, they still won, but you could almost just get the body language from everyone else that they were just so frustrated with him. That's the part that, you know, if someone flashes and it happens in a game, like, no one would want Fox to get ejected. But you would also go, okay, that's probably the last time that's going to happen. For Draymond, it's like, oh, here we go again.
We're going to talk more about that. We're going to go around the eight. Listen, the Kings didn't play, but they might as well have lost last night because it was a terrible
bad night.
Night around the NBA. And I want to get into the Warriors stuff a little bit more too, because honestly, I find myself wondering what has Steph, or has Steph at any point just gone up to Draymond and just lost it on him? I'd love to know the interior there. We'll talk about that. We'll go around the NBA. When we come back, though, it is baseball opening day. We've got some of the schedule for you. And also, guys, and I know we're going to cover some of this a little bit later, too, but just favorite opening day memories. And that could be game-wide. That could be experience. It could be anything that sticks in your head at any point in your life when it comes to whether it's a tradition or whether it's just something you happen to do one opening day. Whatever it is, we'll wax poetic right here on Sacktown Sports.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, You're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
On Sactown Sports.
Major League Baseball is back. Hooray. Next thing you know, summer will be here. 103 days. Jason just shirtless by his pool, soaking up the weather. Playing golf and hoping you don't pass out on the 15th hole. All the great things about summer, all the nice summer meals, eating light, all those gains you made working out during the winter months. You get to show those off.
Meow.
You excited, Jason?
I am. Love it.
This is your favorite time of the year.
Yeah, we're getting there, right?
Yeah.
Springtime, yeah. Summertime. I mean, Dave. Let me take you back a little bit. You ready? I mean, doesn't this make you feel good about baseball right here?
Deals. And Bonds hits one high. Hits it deep. It is out of here. 756. Bonds stands alone.
I will admit, I am excited for Krukenkeit.
Okay.
I think they're the best in the business. Obviously, I'm biased. it's like family members, you know. I'm excited for that, at least. There's nostalgia involved when it comes to actually who's going to do what. Obviously, the Dodgers, if you didn't know, are favored to win the World Series. Mm-hmm. Just behind them, the Atlanta Braves, followed by the Astros, your Yankees.
Yeah.
The Orioles, who, by the way, now that's a team that I kind of like. I like that. Again, I like the way they've built that team led by Adley Rutschman and friends. The defending champion Rangers, Phillies, Blue Jays, and Mariners. If you're wondering where the locals are, they're still local. The Giants are 7, 8, 9, 10. They're, depending on which book you go to, they are 15th, sandwiched between the Cubs and the Mets. If Jason, if you put $100 today on the LA Dodgers to win the World Series, you would win $375 if they won.
Okay. Doesn't sound like a very good bet. In that sense.
If you put $100 on your Yankees to win the World Series, you'd win $1,000.
Okay. Now we're talking.
$100 on the Giants to win the World Series? $3,300.
Okay. How about the A's?
You put $100 on the Oakland A's to win the World Series, who, by the way, are the least likely team to win the World Series.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Right. Yeah. You would win $30,000. 30 grand. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Why do those seem off to me? Those seem incredibly high to me. I feel like I'm reading them wrong. But seriously, the A's are plus 30,000 to win the World Series. The Rockies, by the way, are the second lowest favorite at plus 20,000. And then everybody's kind of bunched up 15, 12. Point being, why am I reading odds? Point being, that's who Vegas thinks is going to do well or not do well. And the A's are $10,000 behind the second. Obviously, no one is expecting much out of the out of Mark Kotze in the Oakland A's. I'm actually a little surprised, guys, the Giants are that high, but they have made some offseason moves, starting with Bob Melvin, and they have brought on some folks that maybe have some people excited in Nevada.
So how about me, you, and Chris put in $33.33? I'll even throw in $33.34, that extra cent. And when we win with the A's taking home the title, we celebrate.
You know what? Look, hey, why not?
I'd rather keep the $33.
Oh. But honestly, he's right. I mean, it would be, Chris, I'm sure this isn't it, but if I remember, to me, the biggest dog I remember actually winning something was Leicester City winning the Premier League a few years back. And if I remember correctly, weren't they like, wasn't it put $100 down, you win $5,000?
Yeah, they were 5,000 to 1.
Yeah. So, well, no.
No, no, no. 5, so that was 50,000. Right? 50, am I doing the math right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I got is that.
Oh, so it's the A's. Wait. It's like the same like odds as the A's, right?
Yeah, a little bit, except the A's are 30. But I get your point. That's.
If so the A's have a better World chance.
Ooh, I don't think so. I don't. If the A's won the World Series this year, it would have to be the biggest. I mean, I wasn't old enough. Jason, when the Miracle Mets won it, would you say that was would be a bigger thing than the A's winning it?
I know that's considered really a large. I don't, you know, obviously I wasn't born either. I don't know what that was like, but it sure is talked about like it was one of the biggest upsets in baseball ever happening.
I think this would be bigger. Yeah. I really do.
And circumstances, right?
Yeah, exactly. Giants host the Giants are in San Diego against the Padres, who are already two games into the season, by the way, at 1-1.
Do you know what the odds of the Mets that year winning the pennant was?
What's yes, that? Please.
100 to 1.
Oh.
Well, there you go. The A's would be a slightly bigger surprise.
Yeah.
Giants and Padres, 1 p.m. The A's will host the Guardians at 7 p.m. And dare I say, in addition to opening day and all that fun stuff, I actually think the more, I won't say entertaining, the more interesting or dramatic part of tonight is going to be seeing the protests. What's going on in the parking lot? That is not going to be your normal opening day, Jason.
And forgive me for what is the like? I know there's a couple different A's groups, and there's some days like they want to go and be at the park and be fans. There's days they want to go be at the park and protest. There's days they want to completely stay away. Is today a parking lot day? What's today's plan?
I believe today is a parking lot day. I think they're trying to do a protest tailgate. And the idea, I mean, I don't know if they'll pull this off. It'd be pretty tough to, but to have a similar, if not larger crowd outside than inside.
Yeah.
And by the way, I also want to, you know, I think we should also tip our cap too. There are a lot of innocent people involved in this. Obviously the fans are. I find myself feeling a little bad for the players who nothing to do with this and are caught between wanting to tip the cap to the fans and what they're going through, but also understanding they have a job to do and they're trying to win a World Series. That's what's in their heads. Also the broadcasters, our good friend Ken Korak, everybody on the TV side, Johnny Doskow. That's the other thing. And oh, by the way, all the people behind the scenes.
Yes.
That decide where the camera goes and what they focus on and what they mention and what they don't mention. They're in an incredibly difficult spot, Jason.
For sure. And, you know, we know the similarities, Dave, are for the Kings, right? Like that year where you're asking like Jason Thompson, Francisco Garcia, Dante Green, like what does this mean to you? For some, they totally got it. Others, they're not from here. They don't have the history. I mean, they're just not sure about, wait, where am I playing next year? Am I going to be here? Am I going to Seattle? Like, what is going on? Trying to navigate that. It was just while trying to win and not being the greatest of teams, which is similar to the A's. So it's really, really tough on everyone that's trying to do their job on a day-to-day basis.
And as far as, you know, at least the players are, they're athletes, they're well paid.
Yeah.
There's a limit to what can be done to them if they speak. I actually feel the worst for the broadcasters and the media, you know, the media members that work for the team. And you knew this, mm-hmm. you know, you went through it with the Kings. You couldn't, you had to be very, very careful with what you said. Gary Gerald, everybody involved. I actually remember when we pulled the RV up at Arco Arena and Grant came up and signed the RV. And he had a wonderful relationship with the Maloofs. And I don't think he'd mind me saying, but he got taken to task, man. He got absolutely throttled by ownership for signing the RV because it was, and like you get the logic there. Sure. You don't agree with it, but you get it to have a paid employee of the team, a front facing employee of the team do that. But in the end, Jason, I mean, you, Grant, everybody ended up kind of coming out, and I think the Maloofs would have had to have fired everyone who supported the Kings staying in Sacramento. I think they finally smartened up and understood that there was no way that wasn't going to happen. But you remember that. That was a tough spot for you for a while.
Professionally, it was by far the hardest time. Literally, Dave, I remember reading press releases that were basic. I mean, no one's ever really, for lack of a better term, say this on a Kings broadcast, despite right. popular belief. But there literally were press releases that I remember having to read as on a Kings broadcast, pregame, postgame, whatever, that were basically inferring, you know, here's the move, here's the plan, here's the next steps. And then the next day being on a show going, I disagree with everything, it was just awful because you technically had to do your job on one side, but it's like now when you're on the show part where it's an opinion, you're like, yeah, I hate everything about this. This is awful. I don't want them to go, and it's going to ruin a lot of things for a lot of people that I care about. And that was really, really difficult.
I'm glad you brought that part up too, for the people that had the double jobs that were broadcasters, but then also would come back and work on KHDK, and you guys would have to juggle that, be careful with that. And oh, by the way, a lot of times unfairly, but I know we all understood it, you end up being kind of a bullet sponge for fans who have nobody else to express their frustration. So we bring that up just simply to say that I think speaking at least for us, we very much empathize with A's fans, what they're going through. And, you know, it ain't over till it's over type of stuff, too. So, in the end, there's a lot of baseball going on. Yankees, Astros, probably the premier game of the day, starting at 1 p.m. There's going to be a lot of energy in those ballparks, that energy, you know, created by the rabid fan bases that will be all over the country watching opening day. It will not be electric. And what I mean by that is it will not be electric in a lot of homes around here because they're still dealing with gas and PG&E and Smud. You don't want to do that. Make the switch to electric this spring and save big with American Energy. Stay ahead of those spiking energy bills this summer. With up to $9,000 in rebates on a new ultra-high efficiency comfort system, American Energy is providing huge rebates from Smud as well as spring specials by installing one of many incredibly efficient AC options available to you right now. Get rid of those gas bills in the wintertime. Stop opening up those envelopes like I did the other day and having your face fall off because of how high that bill was, and then trying to figure out what made it so high as opposed to the previous month. That's always a fun little treasure hunt to go through. Stop all that with American Energy. Let them perform a free in-home energy efficiency analysis and see where they can help you save for the warmer months ahead. These guys are the best. I love them to death. Learn more by calling 916-520-9990. That's 916-520-9990. Or go visit American Energy Air. We'll take a break. Hey, when we come back, the season debut of Safe or Out, the A's, the Giants, and will a team set a record this year? No, not that team, the other team. We'll talk about it next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Safe or out? It's time to go around baseball. Three pitches, three swings. It's safe or out on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
All right. The Kelly Brothers will join us at 7:30 with a little sports business. Sam Amick.
Good at business.
8 a.m. We're going to talk brackets. We're going to talk opening day. We'll have three for madness at 7:13. But Jason Ross, your favorite segment, makes its debut. Safe or out today? Are you excited?
I am. I'm always excited, Dave, for safe or out. For every part of the show. I love it all.
I'm always excited for a Christmas.
I'm freaking jacked. Segment.
Those are my favorite things. Chris, question number one of the new year, please.
The Oakland A's over-under win total is 58.5. Safe or out? The A's win 58 or more games. I mean, if they won 58, they'd still be under, right?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's why I put the number there. Tough.
You know what? I'm going to take the over. I don't know why. You know, they've got a couple of pieces. I could see them. I don't think it's going to be far over, but I could see them winning low 60s. Isn't it about that time that the A's do that thing every once in a while where they surprise a few people? Maybe that's the case. You get a lot of people that are going to be really hungry. Yes. Do they have the lowest talent level on paper in baseball? Yes they do, but that also means they have a lot of really hungry guys, maybe some guys that weren't scouted properly. I'm just, again, I don't have a ton of logic behind it, but I'm gonna take a slight over with the Athletics.
I think I remember being a kid a long time ago when Whitey Herzog said something like, every team wins 60, every team lose 60, it's what you do with the other 42 games. And I thought, oh, that's probably about right, but no, now teams win more than 102 and people lose more than 60, you know, lose more than that, so 100 games. But I would go over, too. I think there's a little bit more they have. I think they've still found ways to be somewhat competitive at times last year. It's going to be a tough, tough year, but I would take the over. I would say that, let me see, the A's win more. Yeah, that's safe.
You guys are way off.
By the way, they were 50 and 112 last year. Just,
ooh.
That's what they were last year.
All right, maybe we'll save our $33.33.
Save her out. Question two, please.
The San Francisco Giants over-under win total is 83.5. Safe or out? The Giants win 83 or more games.
Okay. Well, let's look at them last year. The Giants won. Huh? Sorry?
Okay.
Let me see. 79 last year for the Giants. They were 79 and 83. Are they four games better this year? Yeah, I think so. They got the Korean kid coming out with some pop, Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, who won't be available right away. Who's the other guy, the pitcher? Is it Robbie Ray? Who's the other guy they got?
They got Logan Webb, Kings fan.
Absolutely. They have the top two finishers in the NL Cy Young last year going for them, plus hopefully Harrison starts panning out as well. As I said, old friend Matt Chapman coming on board. Yeah, I think this is probably, again, I think Vegas is pretty solid here, but this is a mid to high 80s winning team, I think. I don't think we're going to get much higher than 90, but I do think they'll be above 500. I'll take the over on both Bay Area teams.
Yeah, super tough division, but I think Bob Melvin is another massive addition as well. I'm a huge fan of his. I think he gets the most out of his teams. And so, yeah, I'm going this safe. A's go, Giants go more than 83 wins.
Okay, question number three, safe or out?
Safe or out? The Houston Astros will make it to a record-setting eighth straight American League Championship Series.
All right. So you have the Yankees, you have the Rangers, you have the Mariners, Twins, Rays, Orioles.
Wait, hold on. The Astros are... Oh, I'm dumb. Never mind.
You were going to say National League.
I was going to say National League.
Wow.
It's been a while for Chris.
It has been a while. You can tell. They're in the Astrodome, right? There's still an Enron?
CBS 10.
Yes. In the 5 before the 530 area code.
Right, exactly. I don't think so. And that's not because they're not going to be good this year. The Astros were 90-72 last year and obviously made it. I think the Orioles will be in there. They won 101 games last year, just not playoff tested, still young. There's so much talent in the American League. There's so many great teams at the top. I'm not saying this because I think the Astros necessarily have gotten worse, but I don't think they got particularly better. And I think a lot of other teams either got better or are just getting more mature in the Orioles' case. So I think they get squeezed out.
I'm with you. I mean, it's out. I think their feat needs to be acknowledged as how incredible this was. Seven straight ALCS is incredible. I'm also a little biased to Dusty, he being gone now, Dusty Baker, and just time and other teams on the up and coming. And I would just say out. The odds, the numbers, I don't think they're also as dominant as they've been. But to what they've done has been truly incredible. But I think it ends at seven.
You know, we have about a minute left, and since we ran through that quickly, didn't get to it in the last segment. And we're going to talk about opening day, other opening day memories a little bit later. I just, for example, why I wrote that question earlier, we used to be able to, when I ended up being a teenager, my teenage years, I would always cut school on opening day. I would cut school. I would save up some money ahead of time, and me and my friends Chris and Brett would. Chris lived in an apartment with his dad. It was just him and his dad, and his dad was a truck driver. So a lot of times, his dad would always be out of town for days at a time. And here's our 14, 15 year old buddy who kind of has a house, apartment on his own. So we'd all save up some money, and we'd hit. We'd cut school. And we'd walk over to the Lucky's, and we'd grab a bunch of 2 liters, chips, snacks, all that stuff. And we'd go over and we'd watch the WGN game with the Cubs, the TBS game with the Braves. And then whenever the Giants and A's came on, we'd watch that. This was in the very early days of cable. And it was just, and we knew that summer was coming up, which when you're in school, that's a good thing because that means school is almost out and you're about to have fun. And I got to tell you, man, even to this day, I think back to those days of just the three of us watching baseball, having fun. We just drafted our fantasy teams. Yeah. It was honestly some of the coolest days ever in sports.
And you were probably manually checking. As that time, I think it was rotisserie league, which I still don't even understand what that meant. But yeah, were you manually checking your box scores to manually add up your points for your league?
I know we got a break here, but I will tell you, not only were we manually checking, but our league at the time, our buddy Willie ran it. His dad had a machine shop downtown, and they had a computer. Uh-huh. None of us had a computer. They had a computer. So every Sunday, the B would put out the full stats for every single team. We'd hop into Willie's old Camaro, go get donuts and coffee, go to his parents' machine shop at like 6 a.m. because we were up all night the night before drinking coffee at Lions. And then we'd go down there and we'd take turns reading off to Willie as he would data input. And then he'd finally print out the numbers. And then one person would be elected to read to everybody the standings for our fantasy league. I mean, God, that sounds old man-ish. But
Who's going to read the notes?
I pay my taxes.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll go around the NBA. Again, Kings didn't play last night. Terrible results for them, though. We'll get into what happened all over the place in the National Basketball Association right here on your home of the Kings, Sacktown Sports.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.